Have you, by chance, attended a support group for individuals who have the symptoms of Parkinson's? If so, have you noticed that many of the individuals who tend to attend support groups are not getting better? The question is, why is this so? What is your answer? One possibility clearly is that the individuals that you have met in support groups do not wish to get well. Another possibility is that the persons that you connect with in support groups do not believe it is possible to get well. And as you well know, some of the weekly meditations address these particular thought forms and these untrue beliefs. There is another reason why many people do not find relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. And guess what that is? They don't ask for it. It's as simple as that. They don't even think about the possibility that if they ask to get well, they will get well. Isn't that cool? It's really as simple as that. This meditation, then, is directed and focused to provide the guidance and support to you for asking that it be done. This meditation is the foundation for recovery. You can manifest recovery by asking that it happen. It's as simple as that. So settle in. Get comfortable wherever you are, and whatever that means, sitting up, lying down, stretching. However that means for you, find a place nearby that's comfortable for you. There are no requirements, there are no restrictions, there are no rules here. Simply get comfortable. Ask your body what it needs right now. And by the way, if you need to pause and go get a hot drink or a cold drink or some water. Pamper yourself, because what we're about to do may be one of the most important meditations of your life. So settle in. Take a breath. Release all the worries and anxieties that you've carried into this meditation. The tinge of anxiousness. The fears. The doubts. The judgments. For judgments of others or of me are actually judgments of yourself. So dissolve all of that. Invite all of the negative thoughts that you carry in to this time at this place in your life to dissipate. For they no longer need to be impediments to your recovery. Blow them away with the whiff of your breath. Now. Take another breath, inviting all the tension throughout each and every muscle and tendon and bone and organ and tissue of your body to relax. Inviting each cell to do the work of rejuvenating your life force in a way that is effortless, easy, simple, and quick. And with another breath, getting totally and completely comfortable and allowing any stress or tension to simply leave. now. Peruse your environment, if you will, please, and find in your imagination the largest tree you can imagine. This tree may be a real tree that is well known to you, a tree that is nearby, perhaps in your yard, perhaps in your neighborhood, perhaps in the town or city where you live. Think of a tree that you have always admired. A tree that is large and magnificent and that has roots that go deep into the earth. Are there no magnificent trees nearby where you live? This is an imaginary journey, so invite your imagination to travel wherever you need to go to find the most magnificent, the most beautiful, the most glorious tree imaginable. Embrace this tree of your imagination now with both arms outstretched. Is the tree so large that you cannot embrace the totality of the trunk of this tree? Feel the energy of her now, pulsating through your body. Feel her magnificence. Connect down into the roots that pour themselves through the cells of the earth, down deep to the core of Mother Earth. Feel the spread of the roots, the depth and the strength. For this tree will never fall, never. Earthquakes cannot take it down. Strong winds cannot take it down. Horrendous storms cannot take it down. Stay here with this tree, embracing her trunk, and you will always be safely and solidly connected to the Divine Mother. And now, simply release your embrace of her as you continue to feel her pulsating energy. And simply turn around, slither down, and sit at the trunk of the tree facing outward. Settle in here in your imagination. Take a breath. Get comfortable. Find a nook and a cranny at the bottom of the trunk that's comfortable for you. And settle in. Relax. Still feeling the pulsating energy of this tree's magnificent life force, allowing this life force to support you in all that you are. And sitting here at the trunk, I now invite you to, in your imagination, go up. Go up the tree. Limb after limb, higher and higher, limb after limb, higher and higher. Moving up as if you are on an imaginary elevator, watching the higher and higher grandeur of this most magnificent tree. And as you reach the very top, see the eagle that is perched on the very top branch, staring out, gazing at the wonders of the world, and giving you the eye. Continue to move up, 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 past the height of this tree and into the wonders of the skies, up farther through the galaxies, through the planets, through the asteroids, out in that magnificent place of nothingness where all is possible. Connect in this place that you are at now with your source, the source of all that you are now, the source of life. You may have different names for this source. Use those names now. Your connection to life. Feel the strength of this connection now. I now ask you to answer the following question. What is it that you would like to manifest with respect to your recovery? How specifically do you want to feel tomorrow and next week and next month? Be specific. Ponder through what is going on in your life, and I ask you, be specific. What is it that you would like to see change in your life? How do you want to feel? What do you want to accomplish that you cannot now accomplish? In what ways do you want your life to change for the better? What do you want to see happen for yourself and for others? Be specific. Be specific. Ask now what you want. And as you ask, detail out the specifics. What precisely do you want to see change for yourself? Are you limiting your wishes? Why? Anything is possible. Anything. The universe gives to us what we ask for. Ask for it now. Be specific and ask for what you want now. Be bold. Think large. Know that you will get what it is that you want. How quickly do you want to see all of this happen? Be specific. Next week? Next month? Next year? Ask for it. Detail out what it is that you want to see happen. And now, with this connection to your source in this most divine of all places, ask for what you want to see happen. Ask for it. It will happen because you have asked for it today. Just in the way you have visualized it to be so. Are you limiting yourself in your request? Remove the limitations. Think big. Do you think you deserve only one request? That is a thought form of limitation. Ditch that one, for it's not true. You will receive what it is that you ask for. So, ask for what it is that you would like to see happen for yourself now, whatever that might be. Hold that intent in your consciousness now. And as you may hear the seagulls chirping in the distance on the shores of the Puget Sound, I invite you to begin to come back to the pleasant place where you are at now physically. Wiggle your toes a bit. Twitch one finger or another. Allow yourselves to gently stretch. And when you are ready, and only when you are ready, slowly and ever so gently, open up your eyes. Notice how you feel. Refreshed. Energized, hopeful, eager, ready for a new life is ahead for you, simply for the asking. I invite you to find a piece of paper at the conclusion of this meditation and write down specifically what you have asked for during this meditation time. Write it down. Be as specific as you were when you ask for what it is that you want to see happen. Be sure to record the time frame. List everything that came to mind, even wishes that may not have been detailed out. Your list may have only several wishes or many. You may need one page or you may require several pages. Please take the time to commit all that you have asked for in writing. This becomes your contract with the universe for today. This meditation you can do each and every day this month. Trust me, your list will expand. Your trust in the universe will become sanctified. You will begin to see positive movement. Trust, ask, and it will be done. Know then that the reason so many individuals who have the symptoms of Parkinson's do not get better is because they did not know something that you now know. The reason they're not getting better is because they haven't asked to get better. You have done just that now. Rest assured and trust that you are now solidly on the road to recovery, manifesting what your heart so desires to manifest. Welcome. It is a joyous, exciting, awesome journey. You are joining many others who are committed to changing their lives as well. Welcome. Welcome. Many blessings to you.